You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Today's breakfast program, we have Solomon Crook, who is coming to us from Queenstown. Atamari, it's you, Solomon. How are you?
Pretty good this morning, trying to stay warm here in Tahuna. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a good day.
Tahuna. You've been there for, what you said, 2 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I moved down here from Auckland, from the Big Smoke.
Whoa.
Bit of a shift, honestly. But enjoying what this beautiful area has to offer.
It seems like a very natural fit because I've been seeing a lot of stuff on your Instagram of you just playing guitar in the wilderness, enjoying the nature, and it feels like Tahuna might be a better fit for that than Tamaki Makaurau.
Yeah, totally.
No shade to Tamaki.
I think I feel quite connected to nature and try to, as often as I can, get out and get amongst the beautiful beach forests here, the lake, go for swims in the lake, walk through the mountains. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good time. Now, I want to, before we talk about your new EP, Beneath the Morning Tree, I want to touch on your name, because it's quite a strong name, Solomon. Do you know what the reasoning of your parents calling you that was?
That's a great question. There wasn't a, you could say, deep reason. They just connected with the name. My Crook is my dad's last name. Mm-hmm. I took that. And my mum, I think, she was the driving force behind Solomon. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've heard anyway. And yeah, I feel pretty lucky to have the name, honestly. I really resonate with it. And yeah, as you said, strong name.
Very strong name. And I mean, you could be nicknamed Sol or Solly.
Solly, yeah.
Mon. G'day, Mon.
Haven't had that one yet, so we could try to get it going.
Oh, we could try. We could definitely try. Definitely try. Now, 10 years ago, I read you placed third in the national finals at the Smoke Free Rockfest. What kind of music were you making back in the day?
Yeah, wow. That's a throwback. In some ways, music that is similar to the music I'm making now, it feels like I've come full circle.
Really?
Because back then I was just sitting down with my guitar, really, and writing songs on the couch that were somewhat folky, acoustic, singer-songwriter songs, and now I felt called to return to that part of my songwriting. And so, yeah, they are quite similar, although back then I was still... It was my early days of songwriting, so I was still working out what kind of songs I wanted to write. So I was writing lots of different songs back then as well. I think one day it was a blues song, the other day it was a folk song, the next it was a rock song. It's a mixed bag.
It's interesting to see that translate into a song that has about 2.5 million plays on Spotify, Love Juice, I think, which... Oh, maybe it's not Love Juice, but Love Juice,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, you're right.
It's Love Juice. Because that one is like way more poppy than anything else I've heard from you.
Yeah, so it feels like my music has evolved and shifted a lot over the years. And that was released in, I think, 2018. And that was the part of the first project that I actually released, my first EP. Mm-hmm. And... yeah, it's been such an interesting journey watching it, my music shift over the years. It feels like it's been a progression of coming closer to something which feels more honest and true to what I want to be putting out in the world. And although I think Love Juice is a good song, I don't really resonate with it on a deeper level anymore. It's a catchy tune, but...
Are there any, like, events or catalysts for... your music changing, or is it just you kind of developing new tastes and wanting to experiment?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, my tastes shifting. But I think the catalyst was me coming into a relationship more with myself, honestly, having a desire to understand myself more and know myself, and that was then reflected in the music I was making, and it just kind of naturally went hand in hand.
And how do you think knowing yourself more informs the content and the themes of Beneath the Morning Tree?
I think it came down to this as my relationship with myself deepened, and I guess you could say had more breadth. I came to see that what I wanted to create was something which reflected me more, reflected my honest story more, and I was less influenced by the other, maybe not literal voices, but voices of influence, things, reasons that I thought maybe before why I should be making music, whether that was for like pop radio or commercial success. Those voices were pushed more into the background, and what came to the forefront was just a desire to create something for me more, and reflection of me more as well.
I think that really translates with the album cover, which is very adorable. It features you as a kid with ukulele in hand on a couch with an out-of-frame adult playing guitar right next to you. How old were you in that photo, and who is the guitar-wielding man sitting next to you?
Yes, I would have been about 3, I believe, in that photo.
Mm-hmm.
I started young.
Well, started very young.
Back then, I'll be honest, I wasn't playing the ukulele. I was just posing for the photo, I think. the man in the photo is my mum's cousin's husband. And
wow, that's a link.
Yeah, and when I was younger, they'd come around and he'd play guitar. He's a great guitarist and songwriter, and I think I would just sit there and just watch him play.
Mesmerized by his performance.
So in some ways, my journey did start then, but it was only many years later, when I was around 12 or 13, that I started actually learning guitar.
Oh, right. So he was, you would say, like an early kind of catalyst for you to have a real connection with music.
I think it sparked something in me for sure, on an unconscious level, because I don't have many memories of those times, but I think it must have embedded something within me, which then came to the surface a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you've said that each song on this new EP, Beneath the Morning Tree, is a window into your world. When you imagine what these windows look like, are they double glazed? You know, are they different shapes? Is the glass of these windows stained? What do they look like?
Mm. Well, I feel all of them they're the same kind of window. We'll start with that. I think they all. I like stained glass. That feels like a beautiful reflection, because it really does, in many ways, have like the full spectrum of light coming through the windows.
Mm-hmm.
There's pain within it. There's beauty. There's a sense of like maybe freedom within the songs, and so many colors coming through the windows, but they're all within the same church. And they all come from the same place and sit within, I think, the same world, sonically and lyrically, to me.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the sonics, I noticed with the guitar patterns at the start of Sunrise, they kind of reminded me of Nico's track These Days, and on the track Get Woke, your voice reminded me a little bit of an early Lou Reed. Are either of those influences for you?
I've actually only listened to a little bit of Lou Reed and Nico, so I wouldn't say it was a clear influence.
That's just a little coincidence there.
Yeah.
There's a finite reality, there's a finite amount of musical melody, so it's no wonder that
I'm going to have to go have a listen after, though.
It could just be a weird brain thing. But I want to touch on the song Family, and I want to know, family seems like one of those central pillars in your life, with the track Sister being dedicated to your sister and her reconnection with family. Has family always played quite a significant role in your life?
Yes, yeah. But I think just growing up and getting older, I've come to realize more the value in those connections, and just the importance of spending time, like really precious time, with your whānau, and making the most of those moments, because our parents, they're not around forever. We only get a segment of our lives with our parents before they pass away, and so I think all those times that you can share with them is so precious, and also taking the time to, like, in some ways mend those relationships, because I think all of our relationships with our parents are broken in some way or another. And so if there is an opportunity to somehow mend those relationships through just time spent together, or through conversations, or through just having a simple meal, I think it's worth it, because I don't know, we're with our family for a reason. They bring up stuff in us, but there's also so much love and beauty to be shared with them.
And you only get one set of parents as well, if you're lucky. You might get more if you're very, very lucky, but generally you only get one set of parents. And yeah, I think you're very right. It is important to mend those relationships, because they don't know what they were doing when they're parenting you. They might have made some obvious mistakes now, but hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that kind of conflict there really breaks through on the track Sunrise, which is a very exceptionally honest song. And it to me, I don't know if this is the actual meaning, but it sounds like you're talking about your parents breaking up when you're a kid and the sort of alienation that brings. And I know what that entails, because I've had that happen to me. What was their reaction when they heard that song?
Honestly, it was I felt really held. They were very supportive. They said, if this is your process, that's okay, and we support you in this song. Obviously, I think it was challenging for them to hear the song in such a honest way, and to really get insight into maybe my experience of that. But yeah, I feel really grateful for them and their capacity to show up for me and not get caught in their own reactions to what I was expressing in the world.
So they understand you,
Yeah,
and that's what we all want to be, doesn't it? We all want to be understood.
That's what we all want. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I want to know, do you have any shows coming up? Are you going to be playing this puppy around the country?
Yeah, I've got a couple shows. I'm playing in Tahuna on the 13th next weekend, and in Auckland on the 11th.
Cool. Will you be popping down to Otipoti for a show?
Not at this stage, but it's in the back of my mind, honestly. I've got a couple of mates there who I'd like to play with, so I'm thinking about it.
Cool. There's some cool venues that I reckon would suit you quite well. Pearl Diver is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
And if Maggie still does gigs, I'm not sure if they do, but if they still do, I reckon that would be perfect for you as well.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, man.
No worries. Thank you for coming on the program and talking to me about the new EP. I really appreciate it. It's a really beautiful EP. Are there any final words you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Have a happy day.
Have a happy day. Cool. Like to see it. We love to see it. Thank you for coming on, Solomon. Really appreciate it. And best of luck with the reception of the EP.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, man. All right, folks. That was Solomon Crook. We're talking to him about his new EP, Beneath the Morning Tree, which is out now wherever you find your music. We're going to play Sister from that EP, and then we might see if we can drag someone in for a chat. It's 10:15 on the one. You're listening to the Edgy Breakfast Program. Here's Solomon Crook.
My sister's been spending time with my aunt. She's learning to show up for blood. A natural way of holding space.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.